With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Vice President Harris and former President Trump will host dueling rallies within 7 miles of one another tonight in a fevered final drive for votes in the swing state Wisconsin's largest city, Milwaukee. Pennsylvania, one of several states that flipped the 2020 presidential election. White House correspondent Greg Clugston touring the blue wall states. This morning we find him in western PA, just outside of Pittsburgh.
In 2016, Donald Trump narrowly won the state before losing to Joe Biden 4 years ago by about one percentage point. The latest polling averages give a slight edge to Trump, but he's in a statistical tie with Kamala Harris. Allegheny County here in western PA is solidly Democratic, but all of the surrounding counties are Republican. Both campaigns have been furiously courting voters in hopes of winning the biggest battleground prize next week. On the Blue Wall States tour, Greg Clugston, Allegheny County, Pennsylvania.
Also at SRNNews.com, a 17-year-old is under arrest in the early morning shooting in Orlando, Florida. 2 people killed, 6 others injured. Boeing sweetens its contract offer to strikers, hoping to woo them back to work.
The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers says that its members will vote Monday on the latest proposal from Boeing. The union says Boeing is now offering general wage increases of 38% over 4 years, up from 35% in an offer that was rejected last week.
Correspondent Lisa Dwyer. If you hold ExxonMobil stock, good for you. The oil giant reports third quarter profits surged and ExxonMobil's board approving a 4% dividend boost. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures higher. Dow futures are up 160 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 93. This is SRN News. Witches love Disney.
Actual practitioners of Wicca are praising the TV series Agatha All Along, which streams on Disney Plus, for what they call its accurate portrayal of their occult practices. One Florida woman who describes herself as a witch tells Religion News Service, quote, "The people that wrote this have to have a background in paganism, witchcraft, or something. The characters are not typical Hollywood witches." Some witches say they are incorporating aspects of the program into their rituals. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A second high court has ruled that the Japanese government's policy against same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. The ruling is the latest in a series of decisions upholding plaintiffs' demands for gay marriage and states the unconstitutionality more clearly than a 2022 lower court decision. Asia is generally a socially conservative region, but LGBT activists have been targeting it for at least a decade. This is SRN News. House Speaker Mike Johnson pledged massive reform of the Affordable Care Act if Donald Trump is elected president, reopening a politically sensitive policy issue for Republicans a week before Election Day.
Speaker Johnson, who appeared at a campaign event Monday for a Republican House candidate in Pennsylvania, told attendees that GOP leaders are again weighing how to overhaul the 14-year-old law, which provides health coverage to tens of millions of Americans and has been a frequent target of Republican repeal efforts. An attendee asked the speaker, "No Obamacare?" invoking the term popularized by Republicans to describe the health law. Johnson responded, "The ACA is so deeply ingrained, we need massive reform to make this work, and we got a lot of ideas on how to do that." Bernie Bennett reporting.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams set to return to court as he seeks to fend off federal corruption charges while battling for his political future. The Democrat expected to appear at the hearing later today, his lawyer urging a judge to toss out the bribery charge. More details at SRNNews.com.